Part 3. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. O Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, hear from me the symptoms of how one should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to very easily awaken one's dormant love for Krishna. Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada Hari. One who thinks him or herself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, but instead is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. These are the symptoms of one who chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Although one is very exalted, he or she thinks oneself lower than the grass on the ground, and like a tree, tolerates everything in two ways. For when a tree is cut down, it does not protest, and even when drying up, it does not ask anyone for water. The tree delivers its fruits, flowers, and whatever else it possesses to anyone and everyone. It tolerates scorching heat and torrents of rain, yet it still gives shelter to others. Although the Vaishnava is the most exalted person, he or she is prideless and gives all respect to everyone, knowing everyone to be the resting place of Lord Krishna. So if one chants the holy name of Lord Krishna in this manner, he or she will certainly awaken one's dormant love for Krishna's lotus feet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.